All right, it being after 4:30, the Board of Public Works meeting is now called to order. May we have a roll call, please?
Lisa Stern.
I'm here.
Aaron Williams. Alder Uguer.
Here.
Alder Lankella.
Here.
Harold Cleams.
Present.
Tim Meisenheimer. I do not think I saw him come in. And then Michael Cullen.
I am here. There are no public hearings scheduled for this evening. Do any board members wish to make any disclosures or recusals regarding items on the agenda this evening? Hearing or seeing none. Do we have anybody registered to make public comment on items for items not on the agenda?
We do not.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting from June the 18th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion with a second. Do we have any objections? Hearing or seeing none, motion is approved by unanimous consent. No items on the agenda tonight require city or state. We'll have water resources impacts requiring city or state permits. The consent agenda includes items 5 and 6, 8 through 19, and 21 through 24. Do any board members wish to break any of those items out for further discussion? If not, do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion with a second. Do we have any objections? Hearing or seeing none, motion is approved by unanimous consent. All righty, item number 7. We got Phil Gabler to talk about the service contract with MSA for the watershed study.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
So I have a brief presentation here to walk us through the Circle of the Creek watershed study proposal. All right, it looks like you can see my screen now.
Yes.
Great. Just need to move one thing. So we had an ongoing Starkware the Creek watershed study. The original contract was with Stantec, and that was set or that started in 2021. And I've been back to the board at least once, maybe twice, to discuss the kind of the struggles we've had on that watershed study and talk about some of the issues with not being able to meet the calibration goals that we set in the contract. So we let that contract expire in 2024, December 2024, and we still need to get the watershed study done. And so we've put out a new RFP. This still remains the largest study in the city. It's very big, it's very complex. And our goal with this RFP was to use to the best extent we could the previous work that was done by Stantec and then build off of what was done. Just a little more on that timeline. 2021, we had the original RFP. We then marched through October. We worked on this on schedule. We had some turnover in Stantec team and on the city staff team. This is when I entered into the equation. 2023, we had a contract amendment. And then we still couldn't get progress going forward. And that's when we decided to end. And now here we are in, well, July of 2025, trying to get the contract approved for the re-upped RFP. We issued this in May. We didn't have any questions, and we got three companies that proposed. That was Baxter and Woodman, They were the lowest bidder initially. We had Corollo and MSA. We had our team go through the procurement process with purchasing, and we scored these out. MSA scored the highest when including the price. They also have, MSA has a great track record of delivering on their watershed studies. They've done a really nice job of, they also, on their proposal, I would say that they did a fantastic job of identifying the problems in the models that we shared. We took the old Starkweather Creek model and shared that with all the consultants that were bidding. MSA did an exceptional job of, I found this error or this decision that was maybe not accurate. Here's our precise and very pragmatic solution. I will say on the other side, Baxter and Woodman had a very creative proposal, but it was very much like, we don't think we want to be way outside the box. We want to use a different model than you're asking for, and we're going to do a whole bunch of really cool stuff. And I think there might be future work that follows on that, but for this one, I'm like, let's just finish the watershed studies. And MSA had the most pragmatic and I think effective approach for that. We did have a follow-up question to kind of normalize all of the proposals. We assume there's going to be 50 improvements that are going to be required in this watershed to meet all of the goals of the watershed study. And we just wanted to get a price for doing that work, and that increase the price of MSA and Baxter and Woodman's. Corollo had made that assumption in their initial price. And so that did not change that final scoring. Just changed the prices a little bit. So all said and done, our final recommendation is to go with MSA. The total contract amount would be for $337,045. If we think back on what we already spent with Stantec and kind of the original approval for that watershed study, we're getting about 60 cents on the dollar that we spent on the Stantec work. They never finished that contract, but they did spend about $300,000 out of almost six. And if you look at the difference between the MSA price to finish this and the price that Stantec had for their total project work, there's about $100,000 that of rework that I think needs to be done. And I can answer or try to answer any questions you would have on this process or our recommendation. I hope this adds some context to our decision.
Yes, any questions for Phil or Aldo Ugar?
Yes, just a little background, Phil. This is the first item of this type that I've been on since I've been on the Public Works. Were we asking them all to use a basic model platform, but then to set the parameters and input the details, or were they each bringing their own model to it?
We have given consultants the option to use one of two model platforms. There's
Okay.
one that's called XP Swim, and there's one that's called PC Swim. Those are both software package that the City of Madison also owns, and we have licenses to.
Okay.
So we constrained them to that.
And we have used one or both of those on the other completed studies.
Correct.
Okay. And have we used MSA on other, have they bid successfully on some of the other projects?
Yep, they have done this. They have done five watershed studies to date successfully, and I think they have been on time and on budget on all five, which is a pretty great task or a pretty great record. And they've been very responsive and good to work with as well.
Okay, thank you.
Alder Lankella.
Yeah, so my question is not related to MSA selection, just about timelines. What is the new timelines look like, and what are the risks involved? You see, the first one dropped out halfway point, and I just wanted to make sure this is not a repetition story again.
Right. So this project is split. We have one portion of the watershed study that is down near Ulbrich, and so it kind of goes from Starkweather Creek down to Cottage Grove Road and maybe over to Milwaukee. It's kind of that little triangle, and that has a fair amount of project work programmed in the near future. So we have a fast burn on that lobe of the watershed study. And then we have a overall project completion date, and it's pretty fast. I think it is by the end of next year. I need to pull up a different slide here.
Because the previous study took a little over 3, 4 years.
Right, and a lot of that was stuck at step three for them, which was calibrating the model. They ended up getting stuck in that. They just kept spinning their wheels on trying to get those calibration storms dialed in, and then they couldn't. It was kind of they were playing whack-a-mole, and they couldn't converge on a solid set of model calibration parameters. I'm sorry that I don't.
It says in the RFP, project complete by June 30th, 2027. There's a PIM in winter of 2026. Is that
That sounds correct.
okay?
Sorry that, why am I not seeing that in this report?
On page 15 of RFP.
Thank you for that.
So there is no anticipation. The timeline is a little shorter this time around, so there's no staff turnover from MSA, and probably that probably needed to be in the clause there too, to not get delayed because of any staff turnover from MSA as well.
There is, and everybody can, people can promise anything, right?
Yeah.
We do not have a financial penalty baked into this, but I will say MSA's track record has been pretty exceptional on being on time and completing tasks in the time frame that they've been asked.
That's good. Thank you.
Lisa.
Yeah, to that question, I mean, I'm familiar with MSA on different things, but as far as if there is some staff turnover, I mean, I think what are your thoughts on the size of the depth of the bench there at MSA for this type of work?
I think the bench is a little bit thinner than, say, Corollo. Corollo's a bigger firm. But I don't know how many, with a team of even three that are focused on this, I think you would be fine on this model with this timeline. It is. And they have a very streamlined process from what I've seen, right? A lot of this stuff is pretty cookie cutter as long as you don't veer off the road. And that is what happened with the first go on this, is a few decisions were made early on in the process that kind of had bad positive feedback loops and led to a model that was rather unruly.
Okay.
I feel like MSA has recognized those and can keep this process going. Even if they have a few staff changes, they could bring someone on board and say, here's the process. Do the process. We've got this dialed in. And Eric Thompson, who's like the lead on this, I don't foresee him going somewhere.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Phil, the bids that came in 2021. What was Stantec was the low bidder? Did MSA bid on that project or originally?
I don't remember if they did. I'm sorry. It's been a while, and I don't think I reviewed the proposals on that, so it's not very well cooked in my brain.
And Stantec, what was their original bid?
It was close. Add that in here.
$365 or
522 was the original.
oh, 522.
Oh, it was 479, and then there was an additional 52,000 added, so it was 522.
Right. And we paid them almost
Almost three,
300,000,
yeah.
but they haven't given us $300,000 worth of work more probably.
Well, yeah, I would say that they have worked significantly more hours than they would have billed us $300,000 for. They
Yeah,
wrote off
I shouldn't say work. I should say efficient
deliverable.
work or something.
Yeah.
Or
I would say that the deliverable has valued less than $300,000.
I'm just wondering what if you were to look at the original bid, Stantec came in at 522, and they couldn't perform. I'm just wondering what MSA or somebody qualified. What their bids were that you could compare to what you're going to end up paying 300,000 plus MSAs, three something, 600 and some thousand. Maybe that was what it should have been in the beginning. Possibly, you know, if you're to look at all the bids and
I think that may be close to what it should have been. And we did have, I know that we did have bids close to that. And I do know also that the project manager that was leading that review process did reach out to Stantec and caution them that they felt their bid was excessively low. And
right.
additional funds were added to that bid to get to the 479. And I do kind of also feel that it was a early decision that took them off the rails on this project. And we were not getting close, right? Progress had stalled significantly on getting close to calibrating that model.
And for future projects, do you take all that has transpired into account when you award bids from here on out, as far as allocating points on a very qualitative bid decision here? You know, you've got a technical section that you give, but is there somehow you include in that past experiences?
Definitely with when you're looking at the team and you're looking at the people you've worked with on these past projects, and
Right.
that is part, Corollo, we know some of that staff, right? One of them was Caroline, who was in engineering. She's a very competent modeler, and we have experience with her skill set. MSA has this nice track record, and it's the same team that has done and been successful on the previous projects. And I will say Baxter and Woodman, their team had some newer players and also had some that I knew from previous work experience to be very competent engineers. And at the really for our discussion, a lot of it was, do you take the more innovative approach that is higher risk or the less risky kind of proven track record of MSA? And that discussion came through in our debates, and the MSA project definitely demonstrated that they have done this. This is not the first attempt to try something new. A little less
Right.
flashy, but hopefully giving us a higher guarantee on a good product.
Right. I don't have the information in front of me, but what was the difference in cost between Baxter and Woodman and MSA?
I've got that right here. I think I have that right here. Sorry. Don't mean to flip around all over the place. Here it is. Baxter and Woodman was on the original bid, 244. MSA was 294. Mm-hmm. And then we added the about $50,000 to each one. MSA added 42 and Baxter Woodman added $50,000 onto their final bids. After we said, let's normalize this and assume you have to do 50 proposed improvements.
Right. And just for the, as far as the, how the decision was made, the Baxter and Woodman was given 30 points being the low bid. And then the difference, percentage difference, essentially takes off that 30 point from that 30 points to arrive at that 25 for MSA.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Aaron, you've got a question?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Phil, I appreciate the vetting process overview. Question, just maybe for my own knowledge, does the city have staff in-house that could do these ever going forward, or is it a liability risk staffing thing that they don't, you guys don't, you don't, I'll use we, I guess for the board, we, why we don't.
I missed a little of that. You're breaking up. Is the question, do we have staff in-house that can do the modeling?
Yeah, could we ever do these by ourselves now that we've done six of them, eight of them, however many it is? Or the reasons why, I guess, and I'm thinking of risk as I'm reading like the statement that has to go on the cover of all of these about the city. The numbers are, you know, you can't come back to the city if the numbers are off, sort of thing. Is that the reason why we don't need them? Or is it a staffing issue or...
We do some in-house. I think we have completed four, and we have one in the works. And part of this is that you get good at modeling by doing, and we have these models, and they have to be a living model to stay relevant and to have value going forward. So Elena and Ryan are both quite good at doing the hydrologic and hydraulic modeling that's in this RFP. But I forgot we have, 28 watershed studies? And so if we did it all in-house and we had two people doing it, it's kind of a full-time job for at least 8 or 9 months. And you're putting in a lot of hours here trying to troubleshoot this and do it all. So it's just the desired date of covering the whole city in a watershed model led us to expand this team temporarily with consultants and then still build that core knowledge base in-house so that we can maintain and update these. I do think we'll have consultants come in every once in a while in the future and potentially help with conversions to different fancier models and see what that can do for us with licenses and the pricing changes that are out on the marketplace, and also helping to do some of the bigger updates to a model just going forward. So, you know, it's basically just these consultants end up being three extra staff members that we don't have to have on staff forever.
No, I appreciate that. And I think your point about it's a living model and there's people on staff that can work with the deliverable.
All righty. Any other questions for Phil? If not, do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion with a second. Do we have any objections? Hearing or seeing none, motion is approved by unanimous consent. Thank you, Phil, and good luck.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Item number 20. Do we have any appeals regarding pre-qualifications of contractors?
We do not.
And believe it or not, I think we're at the end, right? Hard to believe.
Yes.
I believe so. We're kind of at that time of year.
Boy, no kidding. May have to go on vacation here. What the heck? We have a motion to adjourn. I guess Harold is going on vacation. Good luck, Harold.
Thank you. Move adjournment.
Got a motion with a second. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.